Today on Gardening in a Minute, the crepe myrtle. The crepe myrtle is a beautiful plant that blooms prolifically in the summer and is quite heat and drought tolerant, making it ideal for Florida landscapes. Crepe myrtles flower as early as May and can bloom into the fall. Flower clusters develop on new growth and are composed of hundreds of blossoms in shades of lavender, purple, white, pink, or red. Crepe myrtles are versatile plants that love the sun. They're most commonly grown as small trees, but dwarf and other varieties are also available. Most new varieties don't require pruning to reflower. You can prune damaged or crossing branches of any size during the winter months, but otherwise avoid cutting large limbs. Be gentle with your crepe myrtle. Overpruning will ruin its natural form. For more information about crepe myrtles, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soil solarization. Most Florida soils contain nematodes, microscopic worms that can seriously harm your vegetable and landscape plants by feeding on or in their roots. One way to curb nematode activity is to add organic matter to your plantings. You can also try solarizing the soil in your garden. In the summer, remove all the plants from the area. Break up the soil, add any desired amendments, and irrigate the area. Then cover it with sturdy, clear plastic film. Leave the plastic on the ground for about 6 weeks. Heat above 130 degrees Fahrenheit will bake the nematodes, vastly reducing their population. Solarization will also reduce weeds and diseases. For more information about solarization, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, what's the buzz? You may have heard that honeybees in this country have been disappearing or dying. So what's going on with bees? Honeybees play a critical role in the pollination of many of our fruit, nut, and vegetable crops. In the past few years, African honeybees have begun to threaten honeybee colonies in the U.S. African bees are very defensive and can displace domestic bee colonies. Mites have also been a problem for beekeepers in recent years and continue to impact the industry. Bees throughout the country have also been mysteriously disappearing. No one's quite sure what's going on, but it seems that millions of bees are flying off to look for pollen and nectar and never returning, in a trend called colony collapse disorder. To support the industry, consumers can buy U.S.-produced honey. For more information about honeybees, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Yards and Neighborhoods, Principle Number 6, Manage Yard Pests Responsibly. Pesticides are not always as necessary as people believe. Healthy plants can often defend against or tolerate pest attacks, while beneficial insects, birds, and other natural controls can help suppress insect pests. To minimize problems, choose healthy, pest-resistant plants for your landscape and use them in the right place. Scout your landscape regularly to detect pest problems early. Pick insects off by hand and remove infected areas of the plant. If you must use a pesticide, utilize insecticidal soaps, horticultural oils, and other low-toxicity products like BT. Remember to only treat the affected plants and follow all label instructions. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping practices, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, perennial peanut. The perennial peanut is a pretty ground cover with cheerful yellow flowers that bloom all summer long. It requires almost no maintenance and can be planted throughout Florida. Perennial peanut is highly resistant to drought, nematodes, and pathogens once established, and needs little fertilizer. It can be incorporated into lawns or used in place of grass. Perennial peanut needs full or partial sun to thrive. When planted from rhizomes or plugs, it's best established in winter or early spring, but containerized perennial peanut can be planted year-round. Your perennial peanut loves the sandy soil common in Florida. It tolerates mowing, actually blooming more after being cut. Remember that like most ground covers, perennial peanut is not tolerant to foot traffic, so provide walkways or stepping stones. For more information about perennial peanut, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.